bristled up. I climbed up on that oak tree, and I climbed on up that. And you know that monkey wouldn't let me down. He walked around underneath that tree. I stayed up there 45 minutes. And I singled by old single barrel shotgun. Never occurred to me to shoot him. Never even thought about shooting him. My brother finally, I kept hollering. My brother came on over there. What's the matter? Wild hog down there. He run up his tree. He laughed, and he laughed about that. Well, that thing would eat me up. He was wild. That tough, that long.
Oh.
Yeah. They shoot him down there now. You go down there, they have a regular hunting season.
Well, look,
I'm
small game,
and
they have a regular hunting season. Squirrels have different
habits. Yes, yes. Kill 25 a day, four of us kill 25 a day is 100, we stayed 4 days. We strung them up on wire and hung them up, it was ice cold, see how the sweater we got on. They kept, we brought them home. I have to do the fine
stuff. What kind of dog was that?
Breaking from running birds up. He didn't do that in Alabama. I said, well, he's doing it down here. I said, tie him up and let me hunt my bird dog, my little dog. And I said, my dog got good. He got off out there about 75 yards shooting. That's where we used to break him. And he started shooting close and hit that house. And he had a big old chokeboard gun, L.C. Smith. And I knew it. I borrowed it for him so he didn't have a gun. If you kill that thing, I held his gun up, he was little thing. And he went on a little pop and shot him and missed him. And said, I'll kill him next time you run. He, anything you get up, he'd run it. A sparrow, a bird, anything you check. He shot that dog. He gets shot him, he shot him. He knocked the dog down, bloodied him all over like he killed him. The Duke said, I'm gonna finish killing him. He said, you go ahead. I said, wait till I get my little dog with me. I don't want to see you shooting. And I started off with him. He took me shooting. I said, Benjamin, don't shoot. Give him me. I'll take him home and see if I can get him well. He was bloody all over. Shot in his ears and his throat. Long nose. So I tied him up. I had the seat out of the back car. Left the seat at home. I had him in the back of the bar key. I tied him. Head up where he couldn't lick himself. And we brought him home. His mother liked to have it. She thought I shot that dog. I was keeping him. One Duke didn't have any place to keep him. He boarded and had a room. And I brought him home all bloody, washed him. Mama came out and watched me work on him and said, you shot that dog. I said, no, I didn't shoot that dog. I'd shot dogs before, but I didn't shoot this one. So I put him on the back porch. He couldn't walk. He just, I thought he was going to die. He was shot through the guts. He didn't even think for about 4 days. And she stayed home and looked at me. I went over and worked. I ran that cleaning plant there and I went. I come home at noon and looked at him and walked out. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't drink any water. I'd have to just spoon a little bit in his mouth.